That second win comment we just heard in that liner there, that was courtesy of Randy Meyer from Fox 9, who joins us now on the John Schuster Cold Banker Hotline. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good, Henry. How are you?
I know you recognize your own voice right there.
I do.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm enjoying this weather. Are you enjoying the weather currently? Because there are people with mixed emotions. People are like, it's a little bit too warm. They want to do more wintery things. How are you feeling about this?
I only have one problem with it, and that is I enjoy snowmobiling, and for the second year in a row, there has been none. The trails in northern Wisconsin, which is where I end up going, are not even really open yet. So it's a little dismal for me from that standpoint. But with that said, I can really appreciate a day like today, another day like tomorrow, when it's the end of January. So mixed feelings.
Yeah.
But I do love the snow.
I got you. Hey, before we get into the top headlines, I want to throw this your way. So now, recently there was a Jeopardy contestant that he thanked Celine Dion with regards to, I guess, some information with a question earlier. And then on that episode of Jeopardy, later on in the show, there was a clue about her. And he didn't get it. And he was embarrassed about it. He felt bad about it. My question to you is this. If there is a category, right, and there's a bunch of different points and boxes you got to go, what is the one group that you would want in that category where you could try to run the table because of your love for this group, your knowledge of this group? Who's that one group?
Nature.
Who?
Nature.
Nature.
Not the people, but like nature or
nature.
Geography, something like that.
Nature.
Something that has to do with geography or nature.
No. No, I'm talking musical group.
Oh, hell. The Eagles.
The Eagles. Okay. I was like, nature, what group is that? The Eagles. So the Eagles, that would be your go-to group to try to run the table.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mine is, as a hip-hop fan, I'm a Tribe Called Quest. That's my favorite. But why the Eagles? That's your favorite group?
Favorite group. Longest-standing group. This is a group that obviously, because of my age, was really big in high school and throughout college. So, yeah, and it, you know, most of the songs I can sing along to, especially the early stuff, you know.
Well, you know,
pretty much every word of Hotel California.
Yeah, that's a banger. That's a classic. That is absolutely a banger. Well, you got to have one of those go-tos, right? Like whenever you have these situations on these different shows, and I'll never find myself, I don't think, on television on one of these shows. But, you know, you have these various different questions like, you know, a lifeline. Who do you call? And you have certain categories and you want to try to run the table. You know, and the Eagles band, that's not a bad band to have as kind of your go-to. Your pivot.
A lot of history there.
Yeah.
If I had to phone a friend on anything music, it would absolutely be Ian Leonard.
Really?
The
Ian?
Guy he's a freak when it comes to bands, songs, words of songs. It's amazing.
All genres?
I ask him, all genres. Current pop stuff, you name it. And I asked him about that one time. I said, how do you know all this stuff? He says, well, two reasons. One, and this is a little known, I used to run a bar. And two, I said, you stayed in your parents' basement all night long, didn't you, because you didn't have any friends? And he said, no. It was more like he was out partying, playing music with friends.
Gotcha.
It was the bar scene that got him the knowledge, he said.
Gotcha. That's very, very interesting. I'm going to run that past Ian the next time I come in there and I'm talking some college basketball and some NBA with them.
throw something out at him, music related, and see if he can do it. And I'll bet he can.
All right. So now tonight, when I get home, I'm going to put something in my phone, a specific question that I'm going to have to ask Ian Leonard the next time I see him at Fox 9. All right. Let me go ahead and ask you, what are some of the top headlines or top stories that you guys will be covering and talking about tonight on the Fox 9 News?
All right. Well, there's some interesting one. I'll start with one of the ones that is a head scratcher. So this young couple, local couple, went on a Norwegian cruise, and the man ended up getting the flu. So he went into the med portion of the ship, and he actually spent quite a bit of time there, back and forth over the course of 3 days, right? So as they're leaving, he gets better. As they're leaving, they hand him a $47,000 bill for the medical treatment. To treat the flu, in the med bay. And not only did they hand him a bill, they ended up charging their credit card, maxing out their two different credit cards, before they could even file it, through the, now they had purchased travel insurance. So they had $20,000 of travel insurance cover, but it's a nightmare because you have to get that coverage back. Your insurance company also has to follow suit to see if they're covered at all. Turns out they're not that way. It's an absolute nightmare. Now they're concerned that it could bankrupt them.
$47,000 for the flu.
Yes, $47,000. Nothing extraordinary. IV kind of stuff, keeping fluids in them. And Norwegian Cruise Lines thus far has said those prices are competitive.
What? That's mind-blowing. I can't wait to watch this tonight. That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. Mike Manzoni's doing that one. We're also covering that the attack on that Fridley basketball player, basketball game at Cooper High School. Several individuals rolled into the gym, beat this kid who, as he was on the bench, he was a player on the bench, with a pipe.
Oh, my God.
And then thought maybe they would get out of there. Of course, they didn't get out of there. They were arrested on site. So we're covering that one as well. And then, of course, we can't help but cover the Capitol House issue. They can't seem to get their act together. We could literally, Henry, run the same story we ran on Monday every day this week, and it would be exactly the same. Nothing, absolutely nothing has been accomplished.
I mean, I laugh at it because it's remarkable to me that that's the situation, but in all, actuality, it is kind of, it's a clown show. It's unbelievable that we're still here.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think from the perspective of taxpayers, it's frustrating. And here's the thing, the session ends on May 19th, regardless of what happens here. Now, did they do a special session? Most likely, since they're going to lose at least a month of a session. Those sessions always go down to the 11th hour anyway. So the taxpayers are not getting what they're paying for, and it's frustrating for people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of work to be done.
Well, and I'm sure that you guys will probably have a story on, and we'll probably do in our headlines coming up here next, that Jacob Frey is looking to, get reelected a third time as mayor of Minneapolis.
Says he'll run one more time, and if reelected, it will be his last time.
Yep.
I have heard that from other politicians, but Jacob, Mayor Frey, says that's the way he's going to go into this next election. There are a bevy of other people who will challenge him. And, so game on. That election is obviously in November of 2025, so this year coming up in November.
So now I know that I talked to Kelsey last week, the week before we had that week off. I'm not sure. This might be the first time that I've talked to you since the Green Bay Packers were eliminated in the NFL postseason. I'm sorry, I got to bring up old stuff, but I'm sure you recovered nicely.
I recovered nicely because I said at the beginning of the season I had high hopes. I assumed that they would be a good enough team to at least get a wild card. As the season progressed, my hopes rose until they just couldn't beat the teams they needed to beat. And in other words, division rivals. And that told me a lot. However, I will add to that, as a true Packer fan, We are a very, very young team.
Mm-hmm.
Still the youngest team in the NFL. And so I have high hopes for next year. There are some holes they have to fill. Jair Alexander probably won't be back, so we need a corner, a veteran corner, if we can get it. We still need a clear number one wide receiver, and we need an edge rusher. If we can accomplish those goals, they're going to be hard to beat.
All right, so do me this favor, okay, because we had a little bit of a difference of opinion on this show between me and my producer, Chris. So for the sake of this conversation and the question I'm going to ask you, let's assume that Sam Darnold's back as quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. Just for this exercise, Sam Darnold is the starter for the Minnesota Vikings next year. Rank the quarterbacks, in your opinion, that you would want in this division.
I still think Goff would have to be number one. I would go Jordan Love number two, based on nothing but probably loyalty to that team. Caleb probably would be a close second in my book. I think he's very talented, very, very talented. He needs a team around him, but very talented. Sam would then, in my opinion, be somewhere at that next level.
All right, this may surprise you. You're the Packer fan. I'm not. But I said this to Chris last week. He disagreed with me. I just think that Jordan Love's the best quarterback in the division. I think he's that talented. Were there some spots of inconsistency this year? Yes, but I think it was more because I never really felt like he was completely healthy after he had. And I was invested because he was my backup quarterback in fantasy football, so I was kind of paying attention to him. I think Jordan Love is really good. I think he's one of the he's one of the best young quarterbacks, I think, in the entire league.
The only thing I cannot figure out with this young man is he's so stoic. He shows no emotion ever, good, bad, indifferent. And I don't know where that sits in terms of rallying a team when you have to rally a team. Maybe it's not necessary these days. I don't know. But it seems like if there's one area where I'd like to see some growth, it's there.
Yeah. I hear you.
I think for the most part, he makes good decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sam is one of those quarterbacks where you go, why don't we have more confidence in him? He's certainly displayed enough talent. He's a very talented quarterback. And then those questions get answered in the last two games of the season, in a sense.
Yep.
When he couldn't win, when he absolutely needed to win. And he had some poor performances. And so, but I do, I mean, I think it's going to be another very, very tough division.
Yeah, no question about it.
Detroit's not really going to lose much. If Detroit had gone to the Super Bowl, they'd lose some players. But, you know, they're going to be very tough.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man.
All right, Henry. You have a good night and a good week.
All right, take care. That's Randy Meyer from the Fox 9 News anchor. He will check him out tonight on the Fox 9 News.